all, but I will take another toll. But I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. You don't like the way I'm living, you just leave this long-haired country boy alone.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today on Idaho's abortion law, which restricts the procedure only for life-saving reasons of the mother. Doctors say they are confused about what that means if they can provide emergency abortions. Here's ABC Supreme Court contributor Kate Shaw.
When Roe went away, states had essentially free rein to restrict or even to prohibit abortion in the way that Idaho has done. But there are other bodies of law that remain intact, and a federal law here does conflict with Idaho's law and other states' laws. But beyond this particular case, this is a reminder that when Dobbs said the abortion question is going to be left to the states, each state can decide for themselves what to do about abortion, that was never really a settlement that was going to hold.
The Senate passing the $95 billion foreign aid bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, also setting the stage for an eventual sale of TikTok. Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill that would let K-12 grade teachers carry concealed weapons. This is ABC News. A baby rescued in Oregon after police say his father murdered two people and tried to make a run for Mexico.
Police thought former officer Elias Weezar might have headed toward Mexico, but in the end he was caught in Oregon, but he was heading south on Interstate 5. Accused of child rape, and on Monday he allegedly killed his ex-wife, his girlfriend, and kidnapped their one-year-old son. In a dramatic ending, police say he was found driving near Eugene, Oregon. At the end of the chase, Weezar shot himself in the head. His one-year-old child was safe in the car. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Non-compete clauses could be a non-starter soon across the country. The FTC voting this week to ban non-compete agreements, which bar workers from taking a job with a competitor. It's set to take effect in 4 months. And Milan is getting a little tired of tourists, especially late at night. The city considering a ban on selling pizza or ice cream after 12:30 in the morning to try to cut down on tourists partying. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. An inmate at the Taycheta prison pleads not guilty in the death of another inmate. Taylor Sanchez was in Fond du Lac County Court Tuesday to enter the plea to a charge of first-degree intentional homicide. Sanchez is accused of fatally beating her prison roommate, 69-year-old Cindy Schultz Yedis, last July. A woman found murdered along a trail in Janesville last week is identified as 22-year-old Kirsten Hansen of Janesville. Medical examiner's office says Hansen died from a gunshot wound. 23-year-old Logan Barkley, also of Janesville, is charged with first-degree murder in Hansen's death. And the three-bag limit on walleyes will be expanding to most of Wisconsin as the fishing season starts next Saturday. Depending on what lake or river you're on, there may be stricter limits, so be sure to check the rules posted at the boat launch. You can find the full 2024 regulations on the Wisconsin DNR website. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? PostFrame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood PostFrame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Ice cream is back at O'Galley Cheese. Chocolate Shop's super premium ice cream has a 14% butterfat content, which gives it a richer taste. Get yours in a dish or a cake cone, available as a single or double scoop. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese, located north of Durand on Highway 25, opens 7 days a week for your ice cream enjoyment.
The smarter way to clean your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
What's keeping you from learning the language you've always wanted to speak?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make learning fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. And in 10 minutes a day, Babbel's bite-sized lessons are designed to get you having real conversations in as little as 3 weeks.
That's not long.
It's not hard.
It's perfect.
It starts here. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It's going to be a pretty nice day today. Lots of sunshine and not windy. We'll get to 54 for a high. The wind northeast at only around 5 to 10 here today. Tonight, it'll be clear, 32. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer, 61, with some rain and thunderstorms by late Thursday night into Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
It's Friday evening, 6 o'clock, and all my friends are twisting off. I'm at the house just turning on TV. Well, they all wonder why I've changed. How many times must I explain? It's basic honky-tonk anatomy. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I wind up on. Hey, 2 plus 2 is always 4, and down is south and up is north, and 32 degrees is freezing cold. You play with fire, you wind up burn, the early bird gets the worm, but the only thing you really need to know is the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I wind up all connected to the drinking bone. Yeah, now sing it with me, let's make sure you know. The drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And I wind up all alone, and the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone's connected to the party bone. The party bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny, and I wind up all alone, and the lonely bone's connected to the drinking bone.
By the faded denim clothes she wore, but I knew she'd never been inside a bar before. And I felt like a peasant who just had met a queen. And she knew I saw right through her tight-fitting jeans. Ask her, what's a woman like you doing here? I see you're used to champagne, but I'll buy you a beer. She said, you've got me figured out, but I'm not what I seem. And for a dance, I'll tell you about these tight-fitting jeans. She said, I married money, I'm used to wearing pearls, but I've always dreamed of being just a good old boy's girl. So tonight I left those crystal candlelights to live a dream. And partner, there's a tiger in these tight-fitting jeans. We danced every dance, and Lord, the beer that we went through, I'm satisfied I did my best to make her dream come true. As she played out her fantasy before my eyes, it seemed a cowgirl came alive inside those tight-fitting jeans. In my mind, she's still a lady, that's all I'm gonna say. I knew that I'd been broken by the time we parted ways. And I know I held more woman than most eyes have ever seen. That night I knew a lady wearing tight-fitting jeans. Well, now she's back in her world, and I'm still stuck in mine. But I know she'll always remember the time. A cowboy once had a millionaire's dream. And Lord, I love that lady wearing tight-fitting jeans.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Said I seen you in here before. I said I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister Betty Lou. And we're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I still hang out with my best friend Dave. I've known him since we were kids at school. Last night he had a few shots, got in a tight spot, hustling a game of pool with a couple of redneck boys, one great big fat biker man. I heard David yell across the room, hey buddy, how about a helping hand? I said, Dave, I ain't as good as I once was. My, how the years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really hold my own. If you wanna fight tonight, guess those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes you can. I ain't as good as I once was. That's just the cold hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
New Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Toby Keith, as good as I once was, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the low to mid 20s across the region, even some frost too. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, Midwest Dairy has a new CEO, and our NAFB colleague Chad Smith talks with the new CEO. That coming up in our newsmaker segment. Soybean farmers, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is sponsoring once again free soybean nematode testing to help you stay ahead of the most important nematode pest of soybeans. Now, the free nematode testing is being done with the help of UW Extension and as well. And you can find out more by visiting the coolbean.com website. That's coolbean.com website for more information on that. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time to check in with the Up Level Dairy Podcast. Here's Peggy Coffey.
Jamie Pagel-Witz-Pollack, the chairwoman here at Pagel Family Businesses, which includes a dairy business side as well as a cheese business side. Tell us a little bit about Pagel Family Businesses.
Well, here we raise our calves, heifers, and cows. So we are taking care of our animals from day one. So we have our calf ranch, which is about 5 miles down the road. Our heifer location is about 1 hour away. And we are milking about 12,000 milking cows at multiple sites. We do also haul our own milk now, so we're in control of our milk. And we are making cheese right here on site. We make cheese curds, string, whips, and snow cheddar.
And when you say cheese, we're not just talking any cheese, we're talking award-winning cheese.
Yeah, so currently we are making curd, whip, and string, and we've won many awards, and we have a high quality, and I think a lot of it, again, is the quality of the milk that's going into that cheese, and the love that our employees put into that cheese makes it a little bit better, too.
Pagel Family Businesses includes the dairy business side, and it also includes the cheese business side, and you are chairwoman of the business.
Yes, so it's my job as chairwoman to make sure that we're taking care of all the families that work for us and taking care of all the Pagel family businesses. So we created a board. We meet monthly. The other hat I wear is director of culture. So I make sure that we are providing a healthy culture for all of our employees at all the businesses, and then also taking good care of our employees. So we each split up what our strengths are. So JJ, he's the CEO, and he's taking care of the operations, and he focuses on the dairy side. Brian focuses on the maintenance side and the cheese side, and then I focus on the culture and employees.
That piece of defining a culture and making it something that permeates throughout the businesses, that's your passion, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Well, and the thing is, too, is when we operated everything with Dad, Dad was always so positive and radiant, and it was all about having that positive culture and the we win and how can everybody contribute and how can we accomplish our goals and just always radiating positivity. And I love working with employees, and that's my passion, and I love doing that. And I think that it isn't always easy, and we always have things to work on, but we're always working on creating the best culture we can within all our businesses. So.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe the culture here?
Well, I think that we have a positive culture, a culture that is focused on family, on trust, having a little fun if we can, a lot of passion and hard work. And so try to instill our values, and that is by living first, which is family, integrity, respect, sustainability, and trust.
Is there anything that you have learned that you've been sharing with others that can help them, whether their path is part of a family business, whether the path is as a mom?
I think a lot of it is making the time is one piece of it, and then doing the things that make you happy is a second piece of it. So making the time to spend with your family and friends and doing all the things that make you happy and bring you joy, but making the time to take care of yourself too from a health standpoint. Mm-hmm. Take that time to get the exercise in. Make the time to take those vitamins. Make the time to make dinner together as a family. Make the time. A lot of us don't make the time because now we're so busy in the hustle and bustle, we aren't making the time. We're just getting through the day. And then all of a sudden you get to 9 o'clock at night and you haven't been present. You don't even know what you did that whole entire day because you're on your phones. You're involved with so many things. You don't make the time.
Jamie Pagel Woods Pollock is the chairwoman of Pagel Family Businesses.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect guarantee. So it's done right or it's printed again free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmylou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round.
And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. This is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no.
Walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hard and knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, hello, country bumpkin, fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, "So long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin." Said, "So long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something."
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Cal Smith, Country Bumpkin, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Wednesday morning, 31 in downtown Durand, let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, May milk down 13 to 18 even, June down 14 to 18.08, July down 20 to 18.34, August milk steady at 18.75. Cheese markets were steady yesterday, barrels at 177, 40-pound blocks at 176. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, cash butter down 3 to 297. 7 trades on the day. Grade A nonfat dry milk down a quarter to 111 and 3 quarters. 6 trades. Dry weight down 1 to 38 even. 1 trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets are called higher today. Hogs are called mixed today. Now, live and feeder cattle did diverge with live cattle lower and feeder cattle higher. Cattle futures rebounded substantially, though, from lows early in the day. Hogs had another banner day with strong gains as packers remained aggressive. Meanwhile, the anticipation for the cash cattle trade is for cash to be at least steady this week. That could provide some confidence, however, for traders in the cattle market. April live cattle opens today at 183.35, June 177.15, August 175.50. April feeder cattle open at 243.75, May 246.05, August 259.40. May hogs open at 98.57, June 107.95, July 109.95. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving slightly lower. A little bit of a profit-taking setback after the grains were higher due to weather concerns across portions of Northern Europe with their spring crops, and also in Brazil and Argentina with that second crop corn. And May corn now down 3/4 to 442 and a quarter. July also down 3/4 to 451 and 3/4. September down a quarter to 460 and 3/4. New crop down a half to 474 and a quarter. May beans down a half this morning at 1167. July down 1 3/4 to 1180 and a quarter. August down 2 to 1181 and 3/4. New crop down 2.5 to 1171 and a half. May soybean meal up 40 cents this morning at 345.60. May soybean oil down 29 cents to 45.02. Chicago wheat, May down 5 at 580. July down 5 1/4 to 597 and a half. Minneapolis wheat, May down 2.5 to 664. July down 2 to 670 and a quarter. Energy markets this morning are mostly lower. June and July crude oil down 57 cents. June at 87.29, July at 81.99. Meanwhile, May and June gas both down a cent. May at 271, June 269. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stressed about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.91, May $3.94, June $3.98, new crop $4.20. Cash beans $10.88, May $10.93, June $10.97, new crop $10.89. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $4.18, May $4.21, June $4.17.5, new crop $4.24.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and May corn $4.07, June $4.22, new crop $4.25. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and May corn $3.96, new crop $4.19, cash and May beans $10.95, new crop $10.99. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $4.03, new crop $4.20, cash beans $10.91, new crop $10.89. Red Wing Grains, cash and May corn $4.31, June $4.30, new crop $4.24, cash beans $11.42, May $11.47, June $11.55, new crop $11.19. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and May corn $3.98, new crop $4.19, cash beans $10.95, May $10.99, new crop $10.99. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 162 to 187, Holstein fed cattle 139 to 168, market cows 91 to 130, bulls 119 to 150, calves 230 to 900, beef steers 187 to 365, Holstein steers 130 to 290. Sheep markets, market lambs 150 and down, light lambs 255 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 85 and down, goat markets, does 115 and down, bucks 135 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 178 to 186, finished beef heifers 176.50 to 186, finished dairy steers 159 to 167.50, market cows 100 to 116, market bulls 127 to 148. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's gonna be a wild ride. Got a house in the valley, but bills are piling up, and the pop scene just ain't on the rally. He says, honey, I'm a serious composer, schooled in voice and composition. But with the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Yeah, he's gone country. He's gone country. Everybody's gone country. Yeah, we've gone country. The whole world's gone country.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You down. Broke my heart, tore it apart. Look who's got the last laugh now. Don't you come crawling back, begging please on your knees. Baby, if you're missing me, well, you can hear me on the radio. You wanna turn me on, turn on your stereo. You can sing along.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. Midwest Dairy has a new CEO. Midwest Dairy represents 4,000 dairy farm families and is working to build dairy demand. Critical work that requires strong leadership. Chad Smith has more.
Corey Scott is the new CEO of Midwest Dairy, who began her duties in March.
The first few weeks have been an absolute whirlwind of meeting the staff, meeting all of our board. We just concluded our annual meeting last week, so I had the opportunity to meet all 120 corporate board members and division board members for Midwest Dairy and really be thrown in headfirst to what the organization values and some of our strategic focus for the year going forward.
Scott talks about how her previous experience prepared her for the job.
I have been in food and beverage and food and agriculture for just over 15 years. So I had the unique opportunity to start in agronomy by working for a local cooperative and driving a semi-truck, and then had the opportunity to move into Land O'Lakes, a cooperative based right here in Minnesota that supports just over 1,000 dairy producers. When I did transition into dairy, I spent quite a lot of time working on farm in risk management and on-farm consulting. So I led a team of on-farm consultants that focused on the business objectives of dairy farmers. I then had the opportunity to transition into more of a sustainability-focused role. And this role is a little bit unique and really has made up the last 3 years of my career. I really was working to be the bridge between farmers doing great things at the farm gate and the multinational companies and the consumers that care about those activities and the impact that they have on the environment.
Scott talks about her top priorities as the new CEO.
First, in order to increase dairy consumption, we have to build trust in dairy. And so you're going to see Midwest Dairy do a lot of work in understanding what our consumer-based trust levels are. We already know that there's a huge opportunity in Gen Z to build more trust. So you're going to see us focus some efforts in building that trust before that Gen Z becomes the next spending power. There's also unique categories of thought leaders where we need to build more trust, and sustainability thought leaders is one of those. The second piece to building trust and increasing consumption is ensuring that we have the products that meet the interests and the goals of those consumers that we're trying to reach. You already heard me talk about Gen Z. What they're seeking in dairy products is very different than what my grandparents are seeking in dairy products.
She says Midwest Dairy will also focus on research and innovation in the dairy sector. Scott talks about her vision for the future of Midwest Dairy.
When I'm speaking with farmers, one of the things that I want to emphasize is the power that their voice has. So when I think about the future of Midwest Dairy and the farmers that are in it, I want our farmers to know that they have incredible power by sharing their stories. When we go speak with consumers in our population centers, many, many of these individuals have never seen a cow, much less touch them or had the opportunity to even speak with a farmer. In the day and time that we exist in today, have a unique opportunity to engage on a different level, and that's through digital media.
To learn more about Corey and the other Midwest Dairy leaders and see the Dairy Checkoff at work, visit MidwestDairy.com. Chad Smith reporting.
Thanks, Chad. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Plenty of sunshine is expected today in our ag weather forecast. We'll also have some drier conditions. Relative humidities will be dropping in the 20 to 30% range. We'll have southeasterly winds will be rather light as well. Now, winds will begin to pick up, though, at the end of the week as another storm system begins to move in. Plenty of sunshine throughout the day today. Highs 53 to 58. Relative humidities at 27 to 32%. East winds at 5 to 7. We'll see about 13 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear. Lows 33 to 38. Relative humidities at 63 to 68%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8. Tomorrow, sunny, warmer. Highs 60 to 65. Relative humidities at 28 to 33%. Southeast winds at 11 to 16. We'll see about 10 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs 55 to 60. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Another chance of showers and storms. Highs 65 to 70. For Sunday, mostly cloudy. Another chance of showers and storms. Highs 55 to 60. And for Monday, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain. Highs 55 to 60.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home. Our family serving your family for years to come.
Spring flowering bulbs are beautiful, but their fading foliage is ugly. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Here's how to hide the browning leaves and when you can remove them as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
I have a garden chock full of bulbs that produce beautiful flowers every spring. Unfortunately, once the flowers are done blooming, the fading foliage makes it look like a garden full of sickly plants. I resist the temptation to cut back the leaves because they're very important if I want to see healthy flowers from those bulbs again next year. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says after blooming, the purpose of the leaves is to send sugars and carbohydrates down to the bulb for storage. Without the leaves, future plants will become weak.
You generally won't see a big difference from one year to the next if you go ahead and cut off all that fading foliage. But gradually, over time, you know, a bulb like a daffodil or a tulip is generally intended to be in the ground for 4 or 5 years. And if you continually cut that foliage off, you'll probably shorten the life down to more like a 1 to 2 or 3 year type of bulb.
So how long should you wait? Fesch says when the leaves are down to about 40% green, they're slacking off on their job and you can cut them back. In the meantime, there are a couple of techniques for making the ratty foliage less visible and the flower bed more attractive.
The first technique is really sort of just gathering the foliage up and tying it with a rubber band or something like that, just making it more compact. And that really lessens the effect because you see less of it. The other technique is to cover up the fading bulb foliage by interplanting summer annuals in there, like zinnias or vinca or something along those lines.
Adding mulch to the bed will also shift your attention away from the fading foliage. Learn more about the care of your spring flowering bulbs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic.